Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. However, this has been going across wide Missouri here, and it's been all over Facebook, and it's been in the news, and it's been in the newspapers, I believe. But a mid-Missouri school, and maybe all the schools are doing this, I don't know, but they've raised a bit of an eyebrow. People are not happy. They did this a week or so ago, I'm not for sure. It's called Claim It. Differences and Similarities, Creating a Climate of Inclusion. Now, they have a list of 100 questions here. And the students are asked these questions in front of everyone and asked to claim it. So you, like, take a step across the room or the gymnasium or wherever they did this, I'm not sure, and you claim whatever it is that they say in the question. It's kind of like truth or dare or something like that, getting to know you. Now, I would assume the reasons that they're trying to do this is, you know, in my generation, they called it finding yourself. So they're trying to help the students find themselves. This is middle school. You know, they're pretty vulnerable at this age. And I would assume they want them to have pride in themselves and that they want them to be able to accept who they are and have some self-confidence. But what they're doing here is against all the rules that promote that. One of the first things that I was told, I didn't go to college to become a teacher, but one of the first things that they used to be taught was never to label a child. These questions label people, and these questions are invasive and intrude into personal lives. Many of these questions would not be allowed on a job application. Would not be allowed to ask this in a job interview. Yet we're doing this to the middle school children and openly in front of everyone. The parents are angry and justifiably so. These questions intrude into the conscience of these students, which causes embarrassment. It alienates the student. It causes division because they're told to look at one another. So if it's something that maybe you're embarrassed about, I'm gonna share the questions with you, and I hope that you bear with me, because I think this is indicative of what's going on in our nation with our social issues. They've just got it all backwards. Now, I'm not saying hide from who you are. The way you teach children is not this way. You teach them by educating them, helping them to learn, to grow, to learn how to learn, to be good citizens. We don't even teach that anymore. Integrity by example. These questions separate, label these students. And some of these questions intrude and are extremely personal and invade in the student's home life. Questions that are not even allowed on job applications or job interviews. How can we accept this in a classroom situation openly? So here's what the students are asked. Are you ready? And they're to claim it. They're to claim whatever this question is, if they choose to. But if you're told, then it's, and I'm not going to read the letter to you, but they're told to watch around, to look around who's claiming and who's not claiming. How embarrassing is that? Okay. Question number one, if you're a woman, you claim it. They're not really questions, they're statements, sort of questions. Two, you're a student. Three, you're an African-American or a black or African descent. You play a sport for an organized team. You are a member of a school club. You have one or more siblings. You are Asian, East Asian, South Asian, or Pacific Islander. You are a man. You speak a language other than English at home. You are Latin, Latino, Chicano, or identify in another way with a Spanish-speaking culture or Latin or South American culture. You can speak another language. You are already made plans for the weekend. You are European Americans or white. You have veteran in your immediate family. You have ever played hooky or skipped class. Whatever happened to the Fifth Amendment? You live with only one parent. Invasion in the home here. Someone in your family or a close friend is a lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Your favorite subject is science. You worry or have worried about how your family will pay the bills. I wonder how these questions pertain to their education. Someone in your immediate family is currently serving our military, our country overseas. You are Arabian descent. Neither of your parents has a college degree. You have traveled in different country. You have serious or ongoing health problems. You are of Jewish heritage. You consider yourself to be a happy person. You consider yourself to be a depressed person. We're talking middle school here, people. We're talking middle school. You can play a musical instrument. Someone close to you has died. You are a Native American, American Indian, or a First Nations person. Were you ever teased because of clothes you wear? Someone in your family has been addicted to alcohol or drugs. You were raised in a Christian denomination. You have cussed in the past week. You are multiracial or biracial. You have cried in the last 2 weeks. You have ever suffered from an eating disorder. You have a visible or hidden physical disability or impairment. You are raised in a Muslim household. Someone in your family has been arrested. You do well in math class. You prefer day to night. You were raised in a non-religious household. You have tried a tobacco product. Someone in your family is currently serving time in prison. Okay, we're going into a break. I think you're getting the idea here. Many of these questions have absolutely nothing to do with their education. This is supposed to be a public school. This was not a private school. And these questions were asked openly, and the students were asked to respond one way or another and to watch one another as they respond. What are we really trying to do with this particular exercise? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I do want to finish this, but it is free for all Friday, and your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will all claim it to be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HanbyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hanby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HanbyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HanbyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm talking about I don't know what they call it. It's some little exercise they're doing. They call it Claim It. And they're trying to tell us this is going to help the children know who they are and accept who they are and take pride in who they are and blah, blah, blah. And it's going to be the exact opposite. This alienates these kids. You know, we were taught as children not to point fingers. So here they have. They're asking these intrusive, invasive, embarrassing questions. And they're standing there in front of one another. And they're told to claim it if they dare, basically. And they're told to watch each other. Watch your neighbor. See what they claim and what they don't claim. So let's continue here. We were on about question number 45 or so. Someone in your family is currently serving time in prison. You know very little about your cultural background or heritage. Someone in your immediate family is deaf. You have ever been teased because of your height or weight. You have ever been teased because of your hair color. Have you ever been teased about the color of your skin? You consider your family to be blue collar or working class. You consider your family to be middle class. You consider your family to be upper class. You have a job or work to earn an allowance. You have ever teased, harassed, or bullied someone. You have ever teased, harassed, or bullied someone in this room. You believe go surreal. You believe it's okay for people to date outside of your own race. One or both of your parents have a college degree. You dislike going to PE. You worry or have worried if your family will be able to put food on the table. You identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. You have some sort of phobia. You have never been on a plane. You have ever been called gay or fag or homo or teased because of your sexuality or perceived sexuality. You are the oldest of your siblings. You are the youngest of your siblings. Have you ever tried alcohol? You get embarrassed easily. Do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend? You have doubts about your religion. You have low self-confidence or esteem. Well, you're going to after this thing's done. You get mad easily. You often feel lonely. You have ever had to fight to prove you were tough. Boy, that's just life, isn't it? You consider yourself to be a Republican. You consider yourself to be a Democrat. These are middle schoolers. And why is that the only choice? You were adopted. You are choosing to abstain from sex until marriage. Now, that's not going to embarrass a middle schooler, is it? Your parents are divorced. One or more of your parents have passed away. You believe it's okay for someone to date a person of the same gender. You have ever told you were ever told that you were stupid or not good enough for an adult, by an adult. You have ever been told to stop acting like a girl and more of a man. You have ever been called a slut, a whore, been whistled at, catcalled, or made to feel violated in by any other person. By these teachers right now. You prefer being by yourself than to be with others. You or someone in your family has been raped or sexually molested. You have ever been physically abused by someone who said they loved you. You have ever been insulted, teased, or made fun of by someone in this room. You have ever worried about the safety of yourself or your family in your home or in your neighborhood. You are someone you love has you or someone you love has ever seriously considered attempting or having gone through with attempting suicide. You have ever had to lie or protect your family. You have had a magic wand. If you had a magic wand, you would change something about yourself. Your family fights a lot. You consider your house to be safe and secure. You enjoy exercise. You feel like somebody understands you. You need a hug. You have crossed every time a category applied to you. And the last one is, you choose not to share everything with us today. Claim it. This is an exercise that they are doing to our children in middle school, at least in mid-Missouri. If they've done this in your area, I want to know about it. Does this upset you? It does me. I no longer have children in school, but I have grandchildren in school. And I think this is invasive, intrusive, and none of their business. If you've got a parent, you've got parents going through a divorce, how devastating is that? And they want to openly expose things that these children are dealing with. And then they tell people, look who sees who's claiming it. Look who see who's not claiming it. You may know your neighbor's lying. What are they trying to do to these children? Well, what they're not trying to do is build them up. To have confidence, that has to be instilled in a different way than pointing fingers, alienating, separating. How do you bind people together if you do an exercise such as this and label them? Confidence comes from the inside as well as from the out. It comes from who you hang with. Do you hang with people who build you up or people who let you down? Educating a person by being a good example. What kind of an example were they being in this exercise? Be an example. Well, I have another little exercise. It's not an exercise, but this guy is he's retired, I believe, Navy SEAL. And he's just given a few ideas of how to raise good children. Good by meaning, let me see, I'll just use his words instead of paraphrasing. Resilience, hard-won wisdom for living a better life. He's written a book, and this is Eric Greitzen and Rhodes Scholar, and they are both former Navy SEALs. I guess he was asked what to do for children and to prepare them for life. And that's really what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be labeling them. We're not supposed to be standing them up in front of classroom and asking them embarrassing questions. Oh, they didn't ask them to answer. They just asked them to claim it by taking a step across the room. And be sure to watch your neighbor and see when they walk and when they don't. He says to be a role model, that's one way to prepare your child for life. Most people quit, he says, when things get tough and hard. He said parents can show kids that when times are difficult, they can still take action. In other words, when parents are faced with a lost job or a death or a loved one or a divorce, whatever the focus may be, whatever the trying times may be, to hang in there and let the kids see you how you react. What you do affects people around you, folks. Kids begin to approach difficulty in the same way if they're watching you. They are the best mimics in the world from little bitty on up. Make yourself useful, he says. Be a hard worker. Have integrity. Be that example to your kids or those around you. Don't be a slacker. Well, we all need time off once in a while, but that's not what he's talking about. Practice gratitude. Be a grateful person. There's nothing wrong with telling somebody thank you. To give a smile. In the least of these, those who are faithful in little are also faithful in much. And we see an awful lot of unfaithfulness today. It's time to bring America home. You know, they were asking all kinds of questions of those students. What kind of an example are we setting as adults, or these teachers setting? Teach responsibility, he says. This can be as simple as making young children responsible for putting away their toys. It doesn't take much, folks. Give them a chore and make them do it. Don't let them slack off. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. You guys have been pretty quiet. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. What do you claim? Do you think this was a good exercise for the kids or a bad one? Or what else is on your mind today? Because it is Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSC Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. While it is supposed to be Free for All Friday, I kind of went off on a tangent because I'm concerned about what they're, some of the things that they're doing in the school. And I'm not sure where this survey came from or why it's being implemented. And I was wondering if they have done this or done something similar to this in the schools where you are. We have Kathy from New York, a first-time caller. Kathy, welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. What's your opinion here?
Well, my opinion is this has been around for some time, and it's I think it's morbidly gross what they're doing to children. Mm-hmm. My son, who is now 32, when he was going into middle school, the seventh grade, we were able to look at what was coming up during the summer for the following school year. And I noticed this one class, and I had asked the guidance counselor to give me a call on it. And she never did. And he went to school, and he came home, I think it was the second day of school, with this questionnaire. And what they were doing was they were answering these types of questions. Were you ever molested? on and on and on. Did you ever have anything taken away from you? How did it make you feel? And basically, they filled out the questionnaire, and then they gave it to the student next to them. And they were to read the answers. Well, they obviously, you know who's next to you in the class.
Right.
And
it's not very private, is it?
Not at all. And we have nothing to hide, but still, you don't want your kids subject to this. And I called the guidance counselor, and she did take my call, and she said, well, you know, the new principal that we had at the time, who I don't remember his name, this is his baby. And I said, well, this is going to stop.
Did you say, this is my baby you're putting this on?
I said, I asked her, I said, are you a parent? She said, no. I said, so do you know what my values are? And she said, no. I said, well, if you're not a parent and you don't know what my values are and how to raise my child, then this is something that the school needs not to deal with. So I proceeded to get on the phone. I told her, I said, when Matthew comes to class tomorrow, I said, you're going to excuse him to the library. You're not going to make a big deal of it. And he had a broken leg at the time, so he would have to have his friend carry his book for him. So the two of them got out. But I told her that was it. He wasn't going back anymore. And it was a 90-minute class.
Wow.
I got on the phone, and I started calling parents because I know one of his friends had been molested by his uncle. So, you know, I told this kid's mother, I said, you don't need this coming out in school. And
well, there's supposed to be an amount of privacy. I mean, even when something, when a crime like that takes place, the child's name's not even given. I mean, there's supposed to be some privacy involved in, and what this does in the school classes, and they were doing this in front of everyone, which sounds like that's what they were doing there, too. And these kids are embarrassed. They don't know how to react. I mean, they're middle schoolers. I would have trouble as an adult knowing how to react to some, well, I probably, nowadays, I'm getting old, so I don't care. You know, but I you know, it's just, this isn't education. This isn't what we pay our tax dollars for our students to be taught or be put through.
I agree with you.
So, you know,
what I would like to say to every listener who is listening to our conversation, as a parent, you have power. And by being involved and making the phone calls and taking a stand, by the end of that week, that class was gone. And by the end of the school year, that principal was gone.
You know, Kathy, it goes back to what I have said before. I don't know how long you've been listening to CSC Talk Radio, but our elections locally are so important. And who you put on that school board, you better believe it's important. Because they need to be the type of individual that has the character and integrity and the love for children that each parent has. They need to have some wisdom. They need to know what to do with knowledge. They need to use some common sense. This was not common sense. Anybody can tell. It doesn't take a genius to realize that a survey such as this, openly done, labels and alienates these children. And it cannot be a good thing. And it's intrusive into the family. When it starts asking family questions, that is not a good thing. And I'm going to let you go because I have some other callers holding on. I think the moms are... Oh, wait a minute. They said... Okay. Hang on, Kathy. You say you're in New York?
I am.
We're about
in New York.
Okay, upstate New York.
I'm 2 hours north of New York City in Dutchess County.
Okay, all right. I haven't been there, so I haven't been to New York, so I was kind of curious as to what area you were in.
I'm sitting here in farmland right now.
Awesome, awesome. You know, I had a farming game. Have you ever played the farming game?
No.
I have something called the farming game. I'm going to have to get a hold of some of those and see if we can't sell them on the air. They're called the farming game. It's kind of like Monopoly. And New York on that particular game was known for, I believe, I'm trying to think what the produce was. I think it was cherries.
Dairy.
Yeah.
I dare it.
So, you know, you kind of sold and bought and produced, and you had bad weather, and you had this and that happen to you. And it's really a It's really a cool game. And then they came out with one called the Construction Game. They're just really neat games, and they kind of teach you different things about the different industries. You know, unlike Monopoly, it was all kind of, well, I guess it was real estate and railroads. But anyway, I appreciate the call, Kathy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It is Free for All Friday, and your calls are welcome. If you want to talk about climate, we'll talk about that. If you have to, you want to change the topic, we'll do that as well. It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Oh, wait, we're not into a break yet. I was ready to head into a break. We are not heading into a break. All right. Earlier this week, we talked about some other things, and we had Ted Cruz step up, and he's going to run for president. He's not going to put a committee in charge to figure it out. He's just going to do it. We have Hillary still in trouble with her emails, and Bergdahl has been brought up on charges and found guilty of desertion. Do any of these topics mean anything to you? Do any of these topics mean anything to us? I think it is so vital and so important what's going on in our school systems that I wanted to bring this to you about this climate, because I believe that they are manipulating our children and using them. We have Terry from Nebraska. Terry, how are you today?
I'm just fine.
And what's on your mind?
Well, we happen to have a representative in our unicameral that, he decided to say that he considered our police down there in Lincoln, Omaha, to be his officers, and that he would shoot the cops.
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
What? If you and I said something like that, we'd be in big trouble, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. Well, and then we got another senator in Colorado. They have a representative of their unicameral, whatever they want to call their stuff, but he advocated that God was punishing us for this woman that abducted a pregnant woman and killed the woman and cut the baby out of her, and he said that that was God's way of punishing us for abortions.
Well, I think it might have been that the woman was insane and a criminal, and those people have been around a long, long time. I don't know about, I don't know. We're going into a break. I'm going to have to let you go, Terry. And we have Sherry from Kansas. You hang on, Sherry. We're going into this break. I'm opening up the phone lines. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We have to claim the commercial time, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73 California, Missouri 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Returns. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I've been off on a tangent over a survey that they have done with middle schoolers here in mid-Missouri. It's called Claim It, and there's 100 questions or statements there that the children are supposed to claim in front of everyone, and they're supposed to watch one another and see who claims and who doesn't claim. Anyway, I think it's a the questions are absurd. You know, if they were asking them, do you like chocolate over vanilla, that'd be different as far as your ice cream or your chocolate or your dessert. But that's not what they're asking them. And they're intruding into the family's business, and they're intruding into some things that they ought not be intruding into, and has absolutely nothing to do with education. We have Sherry from Kansas. Sherry, how are you today?
Okay, how are you, Beth?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
Kind of glad I don't have kids in school, but I'm a little concerned about my children, my grandchildren.
You know, they're probably videotaping that whole thing, and they can go in later and add all this information to the files they're keeping on the children.
Well, I don't know if they're that efficient, but...
You know, I've got a couple questions on that farm game.
Farming game? Yes.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I played it.
Do they integrate the commodity futures trading in it and also the weather manipulation?
I don't know about that. I do think it has commodities in there, but I'm not, you know, it's been several years since I played it. It was something we bought when we were down on the farm and saw it in one of the main farm magazines that we got, you know, typically on the farm, and ordered that and just had a blast with it. Then of course, we lost our home in a fire, and we lost that. And one day I found it somewhere, I don't remember, online or something, and I normally don't order things online. And I did. I ordered that and gave that back to my husband for Christmas or something. And then we found one called the Construction Game.
Well, you know, it was they should integrate the illegals coming in, because they're the ones that, you know, have really dominated the construction industry. You'll see illegals on job sites all the time.
Well, I know that they do that. I know that they do. The government seems to invade in everything, and even on a prevailing wage job or a state job, you know, something like that, they have to have an amount of minorities, which I don't have a problem with to a degree. But I know that he was on a particular job here in the state, doing a big job for the state, and it was one headache after the other. They would go outside the state to bring in these companies that were the minority companies, and then they wouldn't finish the job, and then somebody else had to be hired, and it just went on and on and on. It ended up costing... It cost everybody but the state. The company that did the building was, they didn't ever want to do another job with them, that's for sure, because it wasn't worth it. And, we're dealing with an awful lot of things. That's for sure and for certain. I'm going to let you go.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure, quickly.
This exercise that they're having, down in the southeast or southwest in June, you've heard about that, right? The military?
Oh, no, I have not. Go ahead.
It's some kind of exercise that they're having, and it covers New Mexico, Arizona, California, and Texas. And they've actually got these states labeled. They've got Texas labeled as hostile. Arizona, I think they're labeled as hostile. New Mexico, uncertain, and California as friendly, and Colorado as friendly too. And what do you think Missouri would be labeled if they were to do something?
You know, we had to toss a coin during the Civil War.
Okay.
I'm sure if they picked the middle one right now, I'd be pretty hostile. All right, Sherry.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate it. We have Bob from Michigan. Bob, how are you? We're running out of time. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'll make it really quick.
Thank you.
Back in the day, and you and I are around the same era, the same
model.
Careful
now. Issue, careful now.
Yeah, I know. It goes fast. I just cannot imagine having a child get up and discuss those personal things, not only of a personal nature, but a family personal nature. We've just got to have the parents show up at these meetings and just, the operative word here is, no, we're not going to do this. My child is not going to participate in that. And what really disturbs me is I'm all for the activities that the children are in, you know, baseball and all this other stuff, and they make a big deal out of this. But when you get back to something basic like having personal information that you just don't discuss, especially in that forum, what in the world are these parents thinking? What are they going to have as an environment with bringing out this kind of information that is embarrassing and intimidating?
Well, they do this, and the parents find out afterwards. I mean, they just bring this in and do these things, and then the parents find out afterwards. It's already too late as far as the kids are concerned. It's already been done.
Well, they need to have discussions with their children at home in some kind of a family home evening situation or whatever, and say, you know what, Sally or Jimmy or whatever, there are things that you shouldn't discuss, and these are the things.
Well, Bob, I'm going to have to cut you here because I've got another caller, but you know what? We have got to start taking control. You're absolutely right. As parents, as voters, it starts right here, right now, and they need to be all over those school board members, and they need to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And that's here in Missouri. I'm sure if it's happening here, it's happening in Nebraska, it's happening in Illinois, it's happening in Michigan and Minnesota, which I'm getting ready to go to. I'm going to let you go. We have Linda from Minnesota. Linda, how are you today?
Hi, Beth.
I apologize. We've only got a minute left.
Right. And there's two things I want to say on this subject. This psychology, this is part of the human health care. It's part of affordable health care. And they do it in the military. They do it in the workplace. And they do it in the schools. And anyone, you have someone that works either in your office, in the school, in the military, where anyone who receives any kind of psychological evaluation, they put that in there as that you have had psychiatric evaluation.
And we're just about out of time, Linda. Okay, I was going to say, what happened to the kinder, gentler IRS? Are they giving them the psychological test, too? We are out of time, Linda. I do apologize. You know, folks, our children are important. Our grandchildren are important. And we cannot, this is an abuse. This is a physical, not physical, but this is a mental abuse to these kids. It put undue stress on them. And it's up to you, and it's up to me, to make it stop. Protect your children if you don't protect anything else. And bring America home.
Limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense Forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here.
Hot off the presses each month, The Pen is the official monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 12 monthly issues. You heard correctly. 1 year of news for only $24.95. Common sense is what we speak, and that's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy it each month. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it's necessary to keep informed. And that's what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do. We want to serve our listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.